This is the 2020 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Here's Chris Loffrey with today's top legislative news in Pierre.
The Legislative Research Council is withholding what they call an unconstitutional bill. One ranking Senate Republican calls the move virtually unprecedented. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
It has to do with the separation of powers. In 1939, the state legislature gave the executive branch the ability to draft administrative rules. Those rules must be based on state statute passed by the legislature. One bill this year seeks to amend an administrative rule through legislation. Wenzel Cummings is code counsel for the Legislative Research Council.
When you pass a statute that authorizes rulemaking, you are legislating. And when an agency promulgates a rule in accordance with that statute, they are effectuating that law. They are executing it. And the legislature may not, under our Constitution, both legislate and execute at the same time.
Cummings suggests either a constitutional amendment or drafting and passing a bill that changes an administrative rule the legislature doesn't like. Each bill is supposed to get a hearing in the South Dakota Capitol, but LRC is holding up a bill that amends administrative rule. That doesn't sit well with Republican Senate President Pro Tem Brock Greenfield. He brought a change to legislative procedure rules to allow amending administrative rule, but that change got rejected.
The pocket veto now is in effect in South Dakota, and if one person chooses to say that, in my opinion, this is unconstitutional, it doesn't get a hearing. That bill will not be heard. And so I think the people lost power today by virtue of their legislative body not exercising its power.
Greenfield says the legislature has been amending administrative rule the last 20 years. As chair of the Senate Legislative Procedure Committee, he says he's considering the option of the Senate voting to direct LRC to introduce the bill. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
The South Dakota Board of Regents is pressing lawmakers to support needs-based scholarships for college students. Senate Bill 72 establishes the Dakota's Promise Scholarship for low-income students. It hasn't yet reached committee, but a similar bill last year passed the Senate unanimously before failing on the House floor. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
During an informational presentation to the Senate Education Committee, Board of Regents Executive Director Paul Barron says this year's bill addresses some of the concerns raised last year. For instance, Barron says lawmakers wondered if the students receiving the scholarship would be successful in college. This new bill establishes other requirements beyond financial need, including an ACT score of 22 or higher and a high school GPA of at least 3.0. Barron says establishing the Dakota's Promise Scholarship will improve both enrollment and graduation rates in South Dakota's universities.
And this is a group of students we want to stay in the state because our statistics show that 70% of people who graduate from South Dakota universities stay in South Dakota, while students from out of state, and we recruit a lot of students from out of state, but only about 30 to 35% of those stay in state and work in South Dakota.
Barron says South Dakota is losing out to surrounding states with higher per-student aid allocations. South Dakota offers $17 a year in state aid per eligible student, compared to more than $800 in Iowa and more than $1,000 in North Dakota. Barron adds the one-to-one matching funds established in Senate Bill 72 have widespread support from university administrators.
We're asking for $2 million to be matched by an every university president. I want to point out that every university president, both public and private, have committed to being able to match the $1,250 per year with another $1,250 for $2,500 per student.
The bill is assigned to the Senate Committee on Appropriations for an initial hearing. It's not yet on the committee's agenda. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
South State senators are passing a bill that preemptively bans banning plastic straws or restricting glass bottles in containers within parks and recreation sites. Proponents say some towns across the state are considering banning plastic bags. They did not name specific communities. They say that ban will increase costs on small business owners. Republican State Senator John Wick is the prime sponsor of the bill. He says the bill also protects locals who live outside city limits.
They participate in the commerce in those municipalities, and they don't often get a vote. So I think this discussion, if we're going to do something like this, especially for the businesses that operate in those towns and different towns around the state, if we can just keep it a level playing field for everybody, everybody wins.
He says the issue was brought to him by the South Dakota Retailers Association. Critics, like Rapid City Mayor Steve Allender, say the bill attacks local control by way of what he calls the parasitic nibbling of special interests. The bill is heading to the Senate floor.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2020 Statehouse podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for live committee meetings, floor sessions, and daily archives of the People's Business and Peer. Be sure to connect with us on social media by liking the SDPB News Facebook page and following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperative. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.